ideas? No. Do you have any ideas? No. Nobody's got any ideas. So John said, well, I'm going to go get some water and some pencils. And so he left the room, and the other guy's name was Mark Spiro, I think, or Spiro, and he's produced a bunch of Ann Murray records and stuff, and he's just kind of a writer, producer guy, real nice guy. And as soon as John left, he said, I don't know how much you know about John, but he is country, like country with a capital K. And, you know, his audience is all, it's all moms, it's all housewives, and, you know, I don't know. And I was like, well, I grew up on country. I love country music. My favorite writer is Willie Nelson. I love George Jones. I'm totally at home here. I'm looking forward to this. And I said to him, you know when you run into a girl that you used to go out with and you just know she's way better off than when she was with you? And I said, what if it's the guy that makes you realize that, though? It's not even the girl, it's sort of like looking at the guy and going, oh, he's really fucking got it together. And look how happy she is. Well, it's weird that it was the dude that made me realize that. And I sort of tried to explain that, and he went, it's kind of dangerous territory for country. And anyway, I came up with the first verse all at once. It just all kind of came out, and Mark said, I really like that. And then John walked back in, and I said, what do you think of this? And I played him the first verse, and he said, damn, I'm going to get more pencils. Anyway, this is the song. By the way, this guitar is like distorting weirdly, but up here it is. Is it out there? Okay. Don't worry about it then.